This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Alice.
Was yesterday a glorious day?
It was fun.
Yeah, well, BJ and I were walking outside yesterday, friends, and he's like, well, this is it. And I was like, what? What? I mean, it's only a Monday. That was yesterday. What? He's like, yeah. And then he got all weird and he's like, yeah, my wife starts working from home tomorrow. Forever.
Freedom.
Yeah.
As I knew it.
Yep.
Gone.
Yes.
Gone. Snuffed. Snuffed yeah. From me.
Here's what I don't understand from the people that work from home, okay? Yeah. So you are going to be her only social interaction.
Yeah.
The yeah. only person she talks to.
Yeah.
Pile on, guys. Pile on.
Well, no, it's just I always wonder about that part because I know Brie also works from home. And you said that she gets resentful when you take a nap.
It's yeah, I mean literally, and you have to talk. Like she's gonna talk your ear off as soon as you get home. She's gonna tell you every aspect of her day that's happened up to that point. So just be ready for that because you
you guys should get a new water cooler in your kitchen.
You totally. Yep.
I turned them both off.
I know you did. That's never happened. It was a double.
That was a double yeah, shot right yeah. there. You know, both of you can just up yours.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Carson's right because she hasn't talked to anybody, and you get home at 11 a.m. or whatever, and she's gonna be like, and then I had the worst call and the worst Zoom meeting.
Oh,
and
all the employee drama, you're gonna get it
because there's nobody else to bitch to.
Exactly.
But you.
For 20 years. I've left this radio station, gone home, alone, horse racing,
yep.
baseball,
yeah.
naps. Basketball,
yep.
oh, naps.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
It is all gone.
And it's no April Fool's joke,
no,
folks.
No.
This is it.
Yeah, this is your real life.
Today is the first day.
Yeah. And so she doesn't have anybody to go to lunch with but you.
Oh, I got to make lunch.
Yeah.
So for her.
You guys are going to be so sick of each other.
Gonna be?
But I mean, you know, that's one of the joys that you talk about coming to work and everybody like getting dressed up and going, you know, to work and going to lunch with your friends and all that stuff. That is now, she's, man.
Yeah. Not only that, I know what's coming. I'm going to be on the hook every afternoon at 3 o'clock to go pick up the kid at school.
Oh,
you know,
that's
because
right.
she would get him on her way home from work.
Yeah.
And so he would go to after school, aftercare,
now
whatever it's called.
Have to.
And now he doesn't have to.
Uh-huh.
So somebody can go there and get him at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or four, whatever. Yeah. So I'm going to be on the hook for that on a daily.
Welcome to parenting. Yeah, that's what I used to do too. Yep.
You're the school bus now.
No, it's what we do as parents is we pick up our children.
Not every day.
Yes, every single day.
Every now and then they can walk home.
No, every single day you pick them up.
Every day?
Every day you pick them up.
That's parenting?
I did it all the way through his sophomore year until he got a damn car.
Man, I wish I had known that before I signed up for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day you got to pick them up.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, today's the day.
See, you were lucky your first marriage because she was a stay-at-home mom. And so she took care of all that. Now you have a working woman.
Times have changed.
Now you got to pitch in on that childcare stuff.
Well,
I'm excited for it. I can't wait to get home today. Don't we have something to do today, like lunch or something?
Well,
or
you can go to facial. I'm going to facial aesthetics today to get a couple of procedures done.
Oh.
If you want to go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what are they doing to you today?
You know, it's funny because that's what our boss asked, and I go, I don't know.
It's some type of facelift, isn't it?
No, it's not a facelift. They don't
do that.
I'm going to do a facelift and hope I'm back for tomorrow.
When I say lift, I just mean something to your face. I don't really know what it means.
I think that's surgery.
It is facelift?
Yeah.
All right, sorry about that. So a face peel? Yeah. I hear the word peel a lot.
I'm getting like I don't know.
A blast?
I think I'm getting a blast.
Sandblasted?
And some Botox. I know I'm getting Botox.
You're getting Botox.
Because all of my Botox wore off. Look.
Yeah, it's
man.
I could have told you that when you came in.
Oh, by the way, facialaesthesticsinc.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so you're going there. I may go with you.
Yeah, you should.
I got nothing to do.
Dude, it's a whole day today. Yeah. It's Jamie day today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so
all day?
All day. I'm getting my nails done first. Then I'm going to go to Facial Aesthetics, Inc. And then after that, I'm going to Revive MD to get my semi-glutide.
Wow, self-care.
Yeah.
I think I'll do it all. I think I'll go get my face blasted. Take an Ozempic shot. I don't even take them. Just to keep them going home.
Don't forget to get your nails done.
Let me seriously say something, okay?
All right, seriously.
I don't think I'd want to work from home.
I wouldn't either.
I really don't, folks. I mean, I know there are people listening to our show now that you work from home. You get up, make yourself coffee. You get to work in your pajamas.
I wouldn't be motivated.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. I'd be so damn I'm already lazy.
Yeah.
And I come to work every day.
But that's the thing is, like, I would just roll out of bed and I would be, like, looking at my bed down the hall.
Right. Now for my wife, now she's got to take him to school every day.
Right. So
she's got up. She's got to get up with a purpose.
Right,
okay?
Right.
But she doesn't have to, you know, get ready like she did to go to work, but she still has a duty to do early in the morning.
So she'll be up. So it's the people that actually, like my cousin, she actually rolls out of bed, stays in her pajamas, and does all her work on
it. Yeah, I could never do that.
I would go back to bed. I'd be like, I'd get this later.
Yeah,
because it's your own, what do you call it? You have to police yourself.
Right.
You know, if they give you
a task. You have to be, like, disciplined.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough. And let me give you an example. Powerball Pete, okay? All right? Powerball Pete gets to stay home 3 days of the week, where he just rolls out of bed, has his first cocktail. You know how it works. And he has plummeted down the sales list.
I know.
Since being at home.
I know.
He's horrible.
We're kidding.
He's doing terrible.
We're kidding. He's not.
He's plummeted.
We're totally kidding.
We look at the sales
figures
on the boards.
I mean, he's no chairman circle guy, but you know.
And we look at the people that are getting awards. He's nowhere to be found on that list.
Why do we pick on
him? It's all from working from home.
We know this hurts him so bad. We know this hurts. This one is we've never taken this dig. This is a new dig.
That he's plummeted down the sales list.
Yeah, like we've never done this one to him.
It's a new path. I'm excited.
I know, but this poor guy, it's not even true.
Carson, I like it.
I do too. It just gets deeper and deeper.
Oh, I mean,
it might be a little inside, but I still like
this
it.
Poor man.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.